Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shishi B'Shabbat, the sixth day of the week, Erev Shabbat Kodesh. And in the sixth Aliyah of Parshat Bamidbar, we have 12 psukim. In this Aliyah, Moshe is told to count every firstborn male of Bnei Yisrael so that their Kedusha could be transferred, so to speak, to the Levi'im. The count of the firstborns was 22,273, which was 273 more than the non-firstborn Levi'im. The Torah then tells us that all 22,273 of the firstborns took part in a lottery. 22,000 of them, of the firstborn, transferred their Kedusha to the 22,000 Levi'im, and the extra 273 firstborns gave 5 shekel each to the Kohanim as a pidyon bechor. This whole procedure must have been a huge sight. 44,000 people taking part in this transfer. But think about it from the perspective of the 22,273 firstborn from the Bechorim. It must have been depressing, disheartening. I could have had a job with meaning, with kavod, serving in the mikdash. And then in the blink of an eye, I hand it over to some Levi. That's it. Nothing else. And if that Bechor happened to be one of the 273 that did not transfer his Kedusha to a Levi, he had to pay 5 shekel, only 5 shekel, if my calculations are correct, based on the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchot Shkalim, it came out to less than $60. That's a tiny amount of money. A Bechor can really feel disappointed. And so we have to ask, what is the meaning behind this? What's the message that we can take from this? That it just in the blink of an eye, the Kedusha was just transferred without much of a cost, so to speak. Perhaps one can suggest an answer based on another idea that Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986, another idea that he says in Drash Moshe, not here, but at the end of Parshat Bamidbar in a section called La Shavuot. Again, Rav Moshe asks another question, but perhaps his answer to that question can help us as well. Rav Moshe quotes a Tosfot from Masechet Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Bet Dibur HaMatchil Klalot. Tosfot there says that Parshat Bamidbar must be read before Shavuot. Tosfot offers one answer as to why that is so, but Rav Moshe offers another answer. Rav Moshe says that people before Shavuos can accidentally approach Shavuos and say the following: I will never learn Torah on such a high level. I'll never be the Vilna Gaon. I'll never be Rabbi Kiva Eger. I'll never be someone like that. So why am I even trying? And to that, says Rav Moshe, to that the Torah says, Parshat Bamidbar, count Bnei Yisrael. Everyone counts. Everyone matters. And in certain things, everyone matters equally. And that's the language of Si'u in the beginning of our parsha. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Bet. Si'u et Rosh Kol Adat Bnei Yisrael. We say that Si'u means to count, but Si'u really means to lift up, to pick up. Every Jew can be, every Jew is picked up by the Torah. When it comes to the Torah, we all have a share. It doesn't matter what your intellectual level or your capacity is. As long as you try, you have a part in Torah. And perhaps this idea of Rav Moshe answers our question as well. The very ease with which the Kedusha is transferred from the Bechor to the Levi is exactly that message. We really all are counted the same. We really all have the ability to achieve greatness. I can gain Kedusha, and yes, God forbid, I can lose Kedusha very easily. It's not impossible. Lo bashamayimi. It's just $60. The difference between us is small. I can achieve greatness from my perspective with my abilities. I can just make a switch in my life. I can choose to serve Hashem. Of course, there are implications to that switch. And of course, I have to have a melus batorah, I have to toil in Torah. But the decision to become kadosh, the ability to do that, is far, far easier and more attainable than any of us think. The message here is also very powerful in the other direction. I can lose that kedusha very easily as well, God forbid. I can, because of decisions that I make, like the decision that the Bechori made at Chet HaEgel, I can lose my closeness to God very easily, chas v'shalom. I have to be very vigilant, very alert, to make sure that decisions that I make bring me closer to Hashem, and not, God forbid, the opposite. This whole very public procedure that we read about in our Aliyah teaches the Bechorim, teaches the Levim, and teaches all of us how close we can come to Hashem in a very easy and almost effortless way. Hashem wants us to become close. He makes it easy for us. We just have to believe that and internalize that. Have an amazing day. Shabbat shalom and chag sameach, everyone.